with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along, it's Breakfast Roll with Cooper Nuna.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Because we both arrived pretty much at the same time. I arrived just a couple of minutes before you. And as I'm wandering my way across the car park, all ears.
Yeah.
This podcast, this book that you're listening to is getting raunchier, and I can hear it from my car. That's not a good thing.
They're still at it, yeah. Alexander and Tatiana. So I started this book. It's a 30-hour long book. Anyway, it was great at the start, but then it got filthy. And you know, filthy for a while is okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's good. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
But it's just constant now. Yeah. It's just it's a dirty book.
Many hours have you got left?
I've got 5.5 hours left.
Oh my God. So by the end of next week you should be done.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see now. I'm just gonna press play and see where they are.
Oh God.
Was such a displeasure. She wished she could nourish her body intravenously, like some of the wounded.
Oh no.
Okay. Oh my God. Right, you got to stop playing that because we'll have to pay them rights now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this has moved to a different level because you might start listening to this again because you actually looked up who the narrator was. And
oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
Cute.
I looked up the narrator and he's gorgeous. And there's a picture of him wearing a kilt. So I'm like, maybe I'll listen to this again. Nobody joking.
Tatiana.
No. Tatiana, I must have you.
Oh my God. You go off and listen to that and we'll get into our survey says.
We need to try and figure out what the answer is to this survey says. We're looking for your guesses on 087 110207. Producer Donald, what's the question?
The question today, 35% of young adults say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it. What is it?
Oh, like to post while they were, you know, just browsing, you know, when you're just flicking through the reels and then you like a post and it's an inappropriate post and then your friends see that you've liked an inappropriate post and you're just like, oh, how do I unlike this?
I know.
Unlike it, then you've shared it, then you're just like, oh my God, and now it's my WhatsApp status. What's happening?
Big drama there. No,
see, when you got big fingers, this type of thing happens all the time and that's the hill I'll die on.
That's okay. That's all right.
Thanks very much.
Especially if you're scrolling and you accidentally go to scroll again but tap instead of drag. Yeah.
Or maybe use your little finger.
No, they're as big as your thumbs. My little fingers are. It's ridiculous.
No, it's not the answer. I'm
okay, 087 110207, go again.
35% of young adults say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it after. What is it?
Is it upload a selfie but it's like a thirsty selfie?
Oh, you're trying to get the
bathroom mirror selfie?
Yeah. Oh. You're one of those.
Hey, look at my ass in this picture.
Come on.
I mean,
have you ever uploaded a bathroom mirror selfie?
No.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Actually, I did once with my friend Emma, and it was cute. It was cute years ago.
Felt cute. Might
Felt
delete
cute.
Later.
Yeah, no, I didn't delete it because I looked nice in it. So I was like,
it's
that's a
good staying. Angle.
Yeah, it was. What do you mean it was a good angle? Like, and I would look nice from any angle.
All right, we're taking a photo from the floor later on. See how that goes down.
Yeah, right.
No, it's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
Okay, 087 110207. What is the answer to this?
35% of young adults say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it. What is it?
Post a picture of their food.
Oh,
I'm mortified.
Well, I like watching the food pics.
You like... Stop. Don't encourage that, Una.
Why? It's
nice. Killing the planet.
At the food pics.
Yeah, it's taking up data centres and we're using up all the water.
But it's nice.
So you can look at pictures of food.
But the food, you know...
Go to a restaurant to eat it.
Yeah, but I might go to the restaurant because I saw the food that someone posted.
This is true.
Keep posting pictures of food just for Una, right? Our survey says this morning, producer Donald, what are we asking?
35% of young adults say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it. What is it?
087 110207.
Is it hard launch a relationship? That is from Sinead and Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Kind of want to ease into it sometimes.
So, what's a soft launch where you just show their ear?
A soft launch is, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Where they're just kind of like together, but not like... touchy-touchy or, okay. You know. Right. Then the hard launch is when, you know, you've got the captions and stuff.
Hashtag friends forever.
Yeah.
It's a great caption, Cooper.
Sorry. Oh, just got a little bit sick of me.
Is it, jump into the comment section to see, somebody getting a gruelling. Yeah, I'd be fine to doing that myself now. Never regret it, though. I'd always go back again.
Is it jump into the comment section?
No, it isn't that. No, it's a great guess. Though.
I love seeing a post and literally going straight to the comments.
They're the funniest bit sometimes, yeah, is what people are commenting. Yeah.
People fighting with each other, like.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
So you'd like to see you do it in real life. Get out on the street and fight. Come on, people. All right. 087-110-2107. No correct guesses yet.
No. 35% of young adults say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it.
Nobody getting it right yet this morning on 087-110-2107. Don't know what exactly are we trying to get people to figure out in the services.
Today, 35% of young people say they've done this on social media and instantly regretted it after. What is it?
Is it when you wake up and you see a notification saying your ex from 6 years ago has accepted your friend request?
Oh.
Mortified, Anya and Newbridge. Yeah.
Oh,
shame.
It's
a shame. A sorry, Anya, yeah, that is. But listen, it happens to all of us.
Is that it?
No, no, it's kind of similar to the episode.
Did you say it happens to all of us?
It does it not?
When you re-add an ex on a night out and forget you've done it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a... You know.
We said nothing. Is it putting your status a what you were Googling by accident? So, like, you're Googling...
whatever, yeah. Whatever. Nose plugs. And,
yeah.
Garden hemorrhoids equipment. In your case.
What?
Hemorrhoids in your case. And then you put it up as your status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My co-host needs some hemorrhoid cream. What's the best one to get her? There you go.
That's good.
Look at the way we twisted that around on you.
Oh, you're very smart. Yeah, yeah. You're very smart.
Oh, by the way, you have that cushion you were asking for.
What?
I have that cushion you were asking for.
What cushion?
The hemorrhoid cushion.
What's a hemorrhoid cushion?
The one with the little hole in it.
I don't mind. I'm all good.
You asked me about it.
You're the one who went into a pharmacy and asked for bile cream, not me.
Okay, anyway,
right, mic drop.
You found your foot.
Yeah.
is that
it? It's not it. No, no.
People think I'm the rude one. You're mad.
Morning, guys. Would it be when you're having yourself a little stalk and you accidentally like an old post?
Oh my God. There's nothing as bad. Like, you'd have to move to a different country.
Happens often, Una. Actually, I'd say it happens a lot with you.
No, it doesn't. It happened once or twice, and I just, oh my God, yeah. Oh, it was bad.
And if you look right down to the bottom as well, you want to see everything, then you go, oh whoops.
Yeah, right. But if you just unlike it and just ignore it ever happened.
No, because the notification
still comes up.
And then worse if you've then unliked
it. Who looks at notifications anyway, losers?
that is the answer. That is today's
is
answer. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, nice one.
Yeah, like an old photo when you're stalking someone, yeah.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
Rolls. Rhyme It, where you can win the contents of Una's drawers. You might throw in an audiobook in there.
I might, yeah, okay.
A little voucher for
it's called The Bronze Horseman, by the way.
Oh my God, are you being paid?
No, I'm not being paid. I'm just saying, if anyone wants to read it, I have warned you.
Yeah, you have. Well, we've heard pretty much most of it coming out of you anyway when you drive into the car park. Oh, Tatiana's at it again.
She's at it again.
Rhyme it where you can win the contents of Una's drawers. You can play that if you like. 087-110-2107. Send us a WhatsApp. This is from Emma from Forban having a go this morning.
Think on the spot. Here we go. You're up against the clock. Don't take a hit. You gotta ride it. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta ride it.
Live to Forban this morning. Good morning, Emma. How are you?
The Aguita Moon
Tor. Good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Tommy, Gahunta Garfad Moon Tor. Yeah. Oh, Ocker's arm, though.
Oh, sure. Listen, Kaka Milishishka. Tadanavid. Kaka Milishishka.
So.
Banya. Leheris.
Oh, what? God. We'll have to teach him a thing or two. Emma, so you just qualified as a teacher.
Yes.
So obviously, what you're teaching the Irish.
Yes, and business.
Oh, very good.
Oh, Irish business.
and you're going to the Gaeltacht. Are you teaching in the Gaeltacht this summer as well?
I am, yeah, for 3 weeks.
Nice. Whereabouts?
Littermore in Connemara.
Amazing. Now, they still do like the Kaylees and stuff down there?
Oh, God, yeah. Definitely. Kaylees,
oh my God. You live for the Kaylees.
Did you really live for the Kaylees?
You live for the Kaylees, yeah, obviously, because you're boy hunting.
You say it weird.
What? The Kaylee?
Kaylee.
Yeah, it's a Kaylee.
It is
you're
Kaylee.
You're saying Kaylee.
I'm not saying Kaylee. Are you slagging my accent again?
No, no, I'm just saying.
Anyway, the Kaylees. The Kaylees.
The
Kaylees were great. I used to love it when it was Rao and Nicolini. And could that means
fighting with girls.
No, the girls' choice. So you could go over and you'd pick then and just the crack.
Oh, the pressure of being a pretty boy.
And the hormones. Oh, the hormones.
You just stop. There's parents listening going, what's going on in the Gael talk?
No, the Gael talk is, I learned so much. Yeah, I was a Kinnero once as well.
Oh, very good.
What's that?
I was like.
Like a leader.
Yeah.
You!
Yeah, it was. What, you!
Was it that they just gave you a title to distract you?
No.
keep you busy.
I used to make up songs and everything, Oscar Elga.
Go on, give us one.
Tostig Mayor and Era. Tostig Mayor Mod and Era Huck the Clog. The do run, 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 the do run, run.
Let's get
off to death there.
Old Shukra, aho, mela, mela, tussa, ma, milchon, Colleen. How do I remember these things?
Now I understand why they gave you a title to keep you busy away from the other children. Jesus. All right, now Una, you come up with some activities now for this lot. While they go off now, they're going to go down the beach and have a great time kissing. All right. Okay, let's play.
Okay, let's play.
Rhyme it. Top score, 4-2. Not a very high score this week. So, Emma, we are going to give you a word and you've got to rhyme every answer with the questions with that word. You'll have 30 seconds when the klaxon goes off. That's your time. Do you understand?
I do.
Excellent, Grant. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Gassed. G-A-S-S-E-D. Gassed.
Your time starts now.
I slipped because I was running too what?
Fast.
If you break a limb, it would be put into a what?
Cast.
If things are arranged by order or categorized, they are what?
Skip.
I hate being told to do something, but I don't mind being what?
Asked.
When something is great in size or volume, it is what?
Vast.
A vertical pole for supporting sales is a what?
Past.
If you're not in the top three in a race, you might as well be what?
Last.
The actors in a movie or a film are...
Time. How well do you think you did there, Emma?
Oh, I actually have no idea.
So you skipped on number three. If there are things arranged by order or categorised, they are classed. You passed on a vertical pole supporting sails. It's a mast. And then you went on to the next question and so on and so forth. You got 5!
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
Highest score of the week.
You have got yourself a score of 5, so you are in the lead to get yourself the contents of Una's drawers.
Go on, Moon Tour, Emma. Yeah.
Also, at the end of the week, somebody is getting a lovely staycation in Donegal with the Gallon Group. And we have these every day as well, which we're doing with Get It Off Your Chest. And Jackson's lovely. Jackson Hotel and Bally Buffet. That's such a good win on Friday. So for more, see the Gallon Hotel Group. Hold tight. We could be talking to you tomorrow, all right?
Perfect. Thanks
right.
very much, guys. Have a nice day.
Gurv
Magut
and
Slala. Gurv Mila Magut.
Did you just correct me?
No, I just said it. You said thank you. I said 1,000 thank yous. Tatu Gahal and August Arau Serfad. Tommy Creighton-Hanish.
Thanks.
Slán. Slán.
Oh, my God. There's something I want to say to you here, but people will get offended.
No, go on. Say it. Go on. Just say it.
Pogma. No, wait for it. Pogma Kyo.
Kiss my music.
Yeah.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
It's a load of rubbish, Una.
A load of trash.
Yeah, so Get It Off Your Chest went off today.
I don't think we've ever had a bigger reaction to Get It Off Your Chest. People feel very strongly about their property and bins as part of that property and other people not using their property.
Bins, parking spaces and personal space, I think people are very passionate about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very passionate about personal space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a bit too close to me now. Or you can get off me lap. Anyway, here's Get It Off Your Chest. What's going on today, Una?
This is from Paul. He says, hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm getting irrationally annoyed over bins. And I know this sounds sad.
Bins? Bins. Those are rubbish bins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've discovered that the girl next door is definitely using my bin without asking. I've actually seen her putting stuff into mine that she clearly doesn't want in her own bin. Grand if it was the odd time, but I'm getting sick of it now. The worst part is she keeps throwing recyclables into the wrong bin and I've been pulled up by the bin lads over it. Oh, not okay. I had to stand there taking the blame because what am I supposed to say? Sorry, lads, it's the neighbour secretly binning and running. I politely mentioned it before and she completely denied it, saying she always uses her own bin. I don't want full-on neighbour wars, but it's really starting to annoy me. What the hell do I do here, Paul?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I would absolutely... I don't know what I'd do. If actually, do you know, if I saw a neighbour putting their rubbish in my bin, I'd be like... I actually don't know what I would do.
It's a load of rubbish, really, isn't it? Hey, maybe she prefers your bin.
Can we get security in there for the worst pun of...
No. Maybe she's been bin-fluenced. Yeah, sorry.
Stop.
I'm stopping.
Okay, 087-1-102-107.
Oh, man. You've got to go and trash talk her. Pardon the pun, but like you have to have it out with her.
Yeah.
Like if she asked politely, you'd say, okay, fine, you can share my bin if you want. But doing it behind my back, I mean, snaky about it. The snakiness of it.
Saying share my bin if you want, maybe share the cost of the actual...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because it's bloody expensive.
It is expensive, yeah.
So...
What a brass neck!
Maybe you're somebody who actually does this, is put your rubbish in somebody else's bins and you've been getting away with it. Sorry.
I have a better one than that.
Go on.
You tell her, take her attitude and put a lid on it. Boom!
Very good.
Thank you.
I like this trash talk.
Yeah, I already had that. Oh, okay. You're copying my puns now. Anyway, forget the puns.
Yeah.
This is a serious problem with Paul. What's he going to do?
Yeah.
I would be kind of raging about it. She should just tell him the truth.
All right. 087-1-102-107. What would you do? What have you done? Maybe you've had this experience. Get it off your chest this morning. Massive reaction to this.
Well, that's what's happening. Paul, his next door neighbour, he has caught her putting stuff into his bin. And she even put recyclables into the wrong bin and the bin lads have pulled Paul up. And Paul actually broached it with his neighbour and she completely denied it.
Wow.
Like barefaced lies.
She's putting recyclables in the actual rubbish.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shocking.
Killing dolphins every day at a time, do you know what I mean? All right, what should Paul do about this person? 087-1-102-107.
I would put a padlock on my bin if I found that was going on. What an ass.
ass. So we've had a billion messages saying, put a padlock on it, sort it out. But yeah, but there's got to be something else you can do.
That I would be really petty in that situation and I would either start putting my rubbish into her bin and denying it, or else I would just buy a bin lock. You can get bin locks for different size bins, because we've had the same situation with our work bins and we've had to buy a bin lock to put them on. But I would be really petty.
Okay, so bin lock, another one. What else could you do, though? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to go to the trouble then of going out there and paying for a bin lock and then having to lock it every time, which is going to be a pain in the bottom. Whoa.
This is very true.
Yeah.
It will be a pain in the bottom.
From the sounds of it, I think maybe I heard you wrong, but she has her own bin and she's still putting her stuff in the other bin. So maybe she's just a bit ditzy and, you know, not quite awake or just not quite with it when she walks out to the bins. And that's also then why she's mixing up her recyclables and non-recyclables. Maybe she just doesn't register which is hers because they're all the same. Maybe.
So we don't
this
know.
Is very plausible, Paul. Plausible.
We don't know the actual geographical and the physical location of the bins. Like is she so dizzy that she's like coming out of her back garden, climbing over the fence and then opening her bin and putting them in and climbing back over the fence again? Or what way is it happening?
We don't know.
Yeah.
But like it's morning time. You're like the brain fog is there. You don't know what you're doing.
You want to be putting it out before the morning, don't you?
The bin?
Yeah, they're collected in the morning.
Yeah, but you put it early in the morning.
Yeah.
So if you got up early in the morning to put them out.
All right. So apart from a bin lock, is there anything else that you can do as a kind of like stop doing this type of thing? You send a message because obviously saying it to them isn't working.
You
get it off your chest this morning. Someone has been having a rubbish time And there's not much trash talk going on, but they're having an issue with their refuse collection.
Oh, my God.
And they, their neighbour is refusing to cooperate.
Stop it, stop it, stop
Look
it,
at
stop
that.
It, stop it.
That's a potentially award-winning stuff there.
Shocking. So Paul is seething because his neighbour has been using his bins. He's seen her use his bins. She's even put the recyclables into the wrong bin and Paul was pulled off by the bin men. And he broached her about it and she denied it. So he's like, what am I going to do?
What can you do about it? We're getting lots of messages on this on 087 1102 107.
Good morning, guys. Hope everyone's well this morning.
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
I think there's probably a few things that he could do there. One, if they're in an apartment block, he could contact the management of the apartment block just to relay the rules of bins. If he's kind of living in his own home and it's just the neighbour next door, what about like putting a lock on his bin?
Yeah, there's been a lot of locks. But yeah, if there's a management company, I suppose.
Let them deal with it.
But if she's blatant and bold enough to just keep doing it after she's been said and she's denied it, she's not going to listen to a management company
who she's
probably paying for anyway. She's like, who are you to tell me? Do you know what I mean?
I know, I do.
Yeah.
I actually seen a block of apartments beside me, and what they were doing was they probably had a similar situation. They put a hole in the bin and a matching hole in the lid, and they run a little black chain through it and a little padlock and key.
A chain throughout all of the bins. It's a bit messy looking as well, though, isn't it, Una?
Wouldn't mind being. It's just the hassle of having to go and unlock the bin with a padlock. It's just, well, you don't have time for that.
Who's
you shouldn't
got time?
Have to be doing it.
Who's got 2 seconds in their life to unlock a lock, Una?
Well, no, it's not 2 seconds. Yeah. And padlocks are heavy. And I mean, it could be, you know, it's just.
Padlocks are heavy.
It's not convenient, is what I'm saying.
Padlock
and I don't
is
think.
Light, is as light as a purple snack.
But I just think for Paul, like, why should he have to be going out forking out for one of those locks?
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should get on YouTube or something and get himself a battery and hook it up to the handle.
No, do not electrocute the woman. Oh my God.
No, that's wrong.
Please don't do that. But if you do, video it and send us. I'm joking. Please don't do that.
Good morning. On the bin issue.
Yes.
I have two ideas. They're both signs. Maybe the first one is this bin is being monitored by a bored neighbor. via CCTV.
Yeah.
Or another sign, unauthorized use of this bin may result in awkward conversations. Awkward.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I love that.
But the thing is, he's had the awkward conversation. She's just like, yeah, cool. It's not me. I'm not doing it. It's not me.
It's true, yeah.
Okay, 087-102-107. What are you saying? I don't know if people are really passionate about bins and other people using their bins, or they really want this hotel break with the Gatlin Group.
Yeah.
We've had a massive reaction to Paul's problem, haven't we?
Yeah, and we need to put a lid on this bin war. So Paul is having bin wars with his neighbour. The neighbour is using Paul's bins, putting the recyclables into the wrong bin. Paul's been pulled up by the bin men. He said it to her. She's blatantly denied it, but he's seen her again. He doesn't know what to do.
Yep. All right. So keep your WhatsApps coming at 087-1102-107.
Bin locks.
A lot of people are suggesting bin locks.
No, there's two. There's one way to deal with that, and that's the way we do things in the country.
What way do we do it in the country?
Every time I put a camera up, I seen her put rubbish in the bin. I would go and collect that rubbish out of said bin, and I would stockpile it in another bin, or maybe two or three bins that I'd get my hands on until it started to rot. And then one evening, I'd just go up, and wherever the hell she's coming from or what she's doing is, I would dump every bit of it in our front lawn that was hers, and keep the CCTV footage, so when the guards came to the door, I'd be like, no, that's, I was just returning what belonged to her.
Wow.
And she'd have to clean it all up.
That, they're very passionate there.
Never cross a man that speaks like that.
Yeah, no way. No.
Oh my God.
Morning, guys. Oh my God, that really riled me up. I would have to get, you know, them cans, and if something jumps out of them, I'd have to get one of the like, jump scare cans and have it underneath the lid. As soon as she opens up the lid, it'll pop up in her face. Maybe a bit of dog or something like that in it. Just to really seal the deal. Oh, she's a horrible neighbour. Couldn't do it with her now. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Noreen.
Okay, for the bin.
Yeah.
Could you actually attach like a cat collar? Do you know one of them ones with a bell? Or even an actual bell?
So if you attach a bell to the lid, so every time you open the lid, a big bell goes
attach
off?
Attach it to the bin, so every time the bin lid is lifted,
yeah,
it makes a horrendous noise. Or even if you go and get, do you know like one of them birthday cards? Or one of them cards with a
sound thing in it.
How about, okay, you ready for this? So put a little sensor on it. It's easy enough to do. You get a little thing up from Amazon. And then just an air horn. So every time the lid gets opened, like the loudest.
Amazing. And, I love this.
And rent a screen. And so the whole neighbourhood can see it. So there's a camera on them. And once that goes off, you've got the horn going off. And they're on, and it lights up, so if it's in the middle of the night.
She's caught red-handed.
Little kind of graphics of, like, fireworks showing off. All right, I love this. Okay. Keep them coming, 087-1102-107. What an absolutely huge reaction to get it off your chest today. Who would have thought that people putting their rubbish in your bins would create such a reaction? We can't get through all the messages.
No, we can't. Yeah, so Paul is raging because his neighbour, he caught his neighbour using his bins, and she's denying it. And he's like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Who are you, Mrs.?
Yeah. So.
We've had a massive amount of WhatsApps coming in on 087-1102-107. And we also have a getaway up for grabs, a staycation, summer staycation in Donegal with the Gallen Hotel Group. The Gallen Group to win every day this week. We've a hotel stay in on Court Hotel in Gweedore beside Errigal Mountain and the Wild Atlantic Way. And I'd like to give it to Amy, who sent us this.
Hi. Hi, iRadio. I think what he should do is hide in the bin, and then when she goes to put the rubbish in, just pop up like David Attenborough watching wildlife and absolutely catch her off guard. Thanks, guys. Bye. He can even add a bit like, now I see you, or something. Thanks for Amy and Tim.
Brilliant.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
So this is a little bit of fun that we had. We thought we'd do this because there's a big match this weekend. Donegal versus Kerry.
God, that music gets me going. Oh, yes.
Anybody who's never heard that music before, it's a theme song from the Sunday game.
Hey, yes. So Kerry are playing Donegal on Saturday, and it's a big game, big game. It's going to be a tough one. It's going to be tight.
It is.
Yeah. So we had Liam, our friend from Donegal, came on and roasted me.
Yeah, it was a roast-off. It was the All-Ireland roast-off. Have a listen.
Right now, it is time for the All-Ireland roast-off. Kerry face Donegal this weekend.
Yeah.
You obviously, coming from Kerry, you're a proud Kerry woman.
Yep.
And you're up against Liam this morning, who's a proud Donegal man. Good morning, Liam.
Hello, Liam.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very good, thanks very much. Are you going to the game, either of you going to the game, or what's going on?
No, unfortunately not.
Already both of you have got minus points on this
one.
Hey! All right, we're looking to see who you think is going to win in this one. So shall we ask who would like to go first? Una, would you like to go
first?
I'll go first,
Liam. Will I go first?
Lady first, all the day.
Okay. Oh, lady first.
That's another point for Donegal there already. Hey! Let the ladies go first. Come on.
All right, ladies first. Off you go, Una. This is the All-Ireland Roast. Go first.
There is two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Kerry. Kerry is the goat of Ga. Now, that's just a fact, Liam. 38 All-Irelands. Sam Maguire basically lives in Kerry, right? And just goes on holidays sometimes, but he hates those holidays because he doesn't like the other counties. And he always wants to go back home to Kerry. We basically have more All-Irelands than Donegal has train stations. 38 more, in fact. We produce football royalty. Look at all the O'Shea's and now the Cliffords. We're on another level of class.
They're all married to each other. What?
Hey!
Shots fired. Go on, Lee. What have you got?
No, well, we have only one king, and the king of Donegal, and that's our own wee Daniel.
Yay!
Hey. He is the man, the myth, the legend.
Well, we just won an Oscar. Jessie B won Best Actress, a proud Killarney woman. It's the Kerry air. It's magic.
God, I'd watch you anytime, anywhere. You blow my mind.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Jessie.
You're using clips now. You're cheating, Una.
No, go on, Liam.
No, she's probably Googling it.
Yeah.
Go on. Liam, you're up next.
Well, we are the home of football special, the best drink in the two towns.
I have never tasted this football special.
How
I've heard
have you not
it.
Tasted that? You see, that's high quality. It doesn't want to go down that part of the world, you see.
Oh. Right, Johnny Sexton. We all know Johnny Sexton, yeah? Johnny Sexton, the rugby player. Yeah. Well, his
Seamus Coleman.
Seamus Cullen. Just pipe down, Michael. So, Johnny Sexton, his parents are from Listowel. That's where I live. How do you think he scored all those tries? It's because of the Kerry leg. He inherited the Listowel leg. Fine. A powerful weapon in sport, Liam.
I know, we have the powerful weapon. We have Seamus Coleman. We have Packy Boner. We have Shea Given. Come on now. There's no powerhouses in that.
Yeah, they're the powerhouses. Sorry, I'm getting on this side.
You pipe down, you. Well, Kerry produce the best and happiest sheep because they wake up happy. Just
of course they do.
That they live
well,
in Kerry.
Well, we're not going to that conversation while they're happy.
No, no.
Wow. Okay.
Go on, Liam.
I will accede to your delusions.
Oh, well, Kerry folk are the friendliest in the world. There's always a, how are you getting on? Or a, do you want a cup of tea?
But we don't all have the best accent.
Well, we've got Kerry Gold Butter. We've got Kerry Gold Butter, the best ever Irish export. Everything tastes better with Kerry Gold. Hey, we've got the Healy Ray.
Are you bloody dare to
you can keep them, you're all right.
I was like, Liam, she went for tea and you didn't have a backup of tea. Like, you got the tea party with Daniel, for crying out loud.
Oh, sure, I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
That's brilliant. Well, we've got Tom Green. He basically walked to the North Pole barefoot. And then there's Jumbo's, a family chipper in Listowel with the best chicken burgers known to man. Kerry, carrying Irish tourism and Ga on our backs for generations. Mic drop.
Well, we have the best pubs in Donegal. We have McCafferty's and Sonny McSwine's, the best pubs in Donegal, all over the world, worldwide known. You name it, we're there.
Well, we have butter. We have butter.
Bad butter. Keep churning that one.
Hey, it's not bad butter. That butter is savage. Maybe we have a cholesterol problem as well, but it's worth it.
Okay, so has everybody had their say now? Because we need to get the adjudicators and get
come
them
at me,
some...
come at me, Liam.
Okay, here we go. This has been the All-Ireland Roast Off, is Kerry versus Donegal.
Yeah.
We've been getting WhatsApps in and texts in and messages in. Both championing both sides. It was good arguments. It was good facts both sides. But our boss has a final say.
Yeah.
And he has had his final say. And that is, nobody can beat Daniel. And that's as simple as that. So that means that the winner is Donegal.
The man and the legend. Thank you very much. I'm delighted.
Go on the hills. Look, if I to lose to anyone, I'm glad it's to Donegal.
And you can say that now at the weekend when they lose.
Jimmy's losing matches.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I went there.
Have you not butter to churn in? Have you not butter to churn?
I have, no. It's all about the butter.
Oh my god. All right. Thank you so much, Liam. You absolute legend. Kira, send Liam a goodie bag, will you?
Yeah.
Donald, nice. All right. Listen, thanks so much. Enjoy the games on Saturday, all right?
All the best. God bless.
Cheers. Take care. Bye. I enjoyed that. I think
that was
time,
fun.
Yeah, I think we should do that again.
Okay. Really.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
That's it now. You heading off now. You're off tomorrow and Monday.
That's right, yeah. Heading down to the kingdom now soon, and then I'm back up on Saturday, and sorry, this is boring. I'm meeting my friend who's back from Toronto, so yeah.
Take a note here. She said it's boring, then continue to talk.
Sorry, yeah, no, I don't mean to bore anyone, but they are my plans, and that is why I won't be at work.
And it was so funny when we were chatting earlier on, you're just like, oh, there's a spillage on the M7 or something like this.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like, will that be cleared by the time I'm going? And I'm like, hang on till I check with Limerick County Council. How am I meant to know?
Well, I thought you'd be knowledgeable enough about these things, about spillages.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's an oil spillage. So I'm like, am
it's
I going
there forever,
to...
Una.
Is it? Ugh, I'm sure it'll be fine.
They'll be down putting some sawdust down on top of it.
Well,
like a milk spillage in a supermarket.
Listen, I'll just take a different route anyway.
Oh God, you'll never make it.
I will get lost. Yes.
Cooper, will you come get me? Where are you? I don't know.
No.
I'll put my location on. All right. Enjoy your trip. Have a safe trip.
Okay, don't miss me too much.
Who?
You.
What?
Miss me.
You?
Yeah.
Why? Where are you going? Okay. Bye.
Bye.